frequently suggested comparison for the future exchanges is Travelocity.com, known for its convenience and relative ease. Rick Curtis is with the Nonpartisan Institute for Health Policy Solutions. He says the exchanges have to be understandable to consumers.
Too much choice overwhelms consumers. It almost precludes informed choice. They get overwhelmed.
Wisconsin's Medicaid director, Jason Helgerson, insists that simplicity can be achieved.
You may say that may not be possible, but I can tell you that that Medicaid is extremely complicated, and we today, right now, individuals are applying for our programs through a fairly simple, fairly straightforward web tool.
Currently, Wisconsin is using Medicaid dollars to help fund health insurance for people above the 133% poverty level required under national health reform. Those who don't qualify for Badger Care will be able to use the health exchange, where premiums are tied to percentage of income. Exchanges have to be ready by 2014, and Helgerson says that's why the state's getting ready now.
I've gotten many frequent questions as the Doyle administration is in its final 7 months in office. You know, is this not something that should be left to the next governor, the next legislature, next administration? We feel that it would be malpractice on our part to leave this without having done some work on it.
Helgerson and Curtis were featured speakers at a Madison seminar put on by the Evidence-Based Health Policy Project. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.